Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The mother of 2021 Michigan school shooter who killed four students took the stand today. Jennifer Crumbly, the first parent of a school shooter to be charged in connection involuntary manslaughter.
Of course, I look back after this all happened, and I've asked myself if I would have done anything differently, and I wouldn't have.
Prosecutors cross-examine tomorrow. The Senate will hold a crucial test vote next Wednesday on the bipartisan compromise border bill that Majority Leader Schumer today announced has made much progress. The fire chief in Clearwater, Florida, reports several people are dead where a small plane crashed into a mobile home. Colorado-based Sierra Space currently testing its Dream Chaser, an autonomous commercial space plane that NASA's contracted to take supplies and experiments to and from the International Space Station.
The work we are doing will change everything.
Sierra Space Chief Tom Weiss. It was an up day on Wall Street. This is ABC News. An NFL star heading to the Pro Bowl is getting credit for possibly saving a woman's life.
As Southwest Flight 485 was flying from Baltimore to Phoenix, a woman on board had a medical emergency. According to another passenger posting on social media, a doctor and a nurse could not get a strong pulse or a high enough blood pressure. They put her on oxygen when a man popped up and said, "Could it be your blood sugar?" It was Baltimore Ravens star tight end Mark Andrews. He had a diabetic testing kit and talked the doctor and nurse through using it. Medics met the plane in Phoenix. Andrews later put out a statement saying the nurse and the doctor were the heroes. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Seven-time Formula One champion Lewis Hamilton has shocked the motorsports world by announcing he will leave Mercedes at the end of the season to join Ferrari. Hamilton has won six of his seven titles with Mercedes. South Carolina lawmakers are advancing open carry legislation that provides free gun training classes to people. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Museums in Wisconsin are scrambling to comply with a new federal rule that makes them get permission from tribal nations before displaying certain Native American artifacts. The new rule means significant changes for museums in other parts of the country, but less so in Wisconsin. The universities of Wisconsin may not be done closing in-person classes at two-year branch campuses.
I anticipate there will be more two-year campuses closed down. It's going to be painful, though. I think Jay and the Board of Regents are doing the best job possible.
Governor Evers speaking at a WISP politics luncheon this week. A total of 4 two-year colleges will stop offering in-person classes after this spring. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose to the Trailblazers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Portland Trailblazers led through most of the game. Milwaukee coming up short at the end. The final, Portland 119, the Bucks 116. Doc Rivers now 0-2 as the Bucks head coach.
We went in that stretch where the turnovers, every guy was trying to win the game for us. That's great, but it doesn't work. You can't just do it on your own. You got to keep playing with each other.
The Bucks are in Dallas Saturday night to play the Mavericks, then Salt Lake City Sunday night against the Utah Jazz. Men's college college basketball, the number 6 Badgers in Nebraska tonight. Greg Gard says that's a tough place to play. The Cornhuskers have yet to lose a Big Ten game at home, thanks to the fans.
I mean, you go all the way back to when they first joined the league. We went there in 2014 on No Sit Sunday, or whatever they called it. So I don't know what Thursday will be. I have some ideas, but you probably can't print them.
On Sunday, Wisconsin hosts number 2-ranked Purdue. Tickets already sold out for that one at the Kohl Center. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, patchy fog, and a low in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, mainly sunny, highs in the low 40s. And more sunshine this weekend, highs upper 40s. Little change into next week, temperatures stay well above average into the 40s as dry conditions continue. Right now it's 31.
Hey everybody, this is Todd Allball. At noon on Friday, Trigby Olsen is in the host chair. Don't miss it. Gonna be a great show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Olbrich Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
nearly 30 years now, ever since 1996. What is that, 27 years, something like that? These companies have been operating without regulation and with legal immunity. Now, it wasn't always this way. Before 1996, social media companies were considered publishers. They were just like the New York Times or the Washington Post. You know, if you publish something that is wrong, or if you publish something, if you publish an op-ed by somebody that is criminal, that is calling on people to commit crimes, you yourself, your publication can be held to account for it. Same thing here. I mean, you know, there are things that I could do or say on this program that would get me in trouble with the law, or get me or my stations in trouble with the Federal Communications Commission. I don't do those things for good reason. But with regard to social media, there is nothing that they can do that would invoke a regulatory agency. There is nothing they can do, or virtually nothing they can do, that you could sue them for. None of those families sitting behind Mark Zuckerberg could take him to court, because he has immunity. And what that immunity has done is made him into, you know, the richest millennial in the world. He owns 1/50th of all the millennial wealth in America, 2%. Now, like I said, it wasn't always this way. Back in the late 1970s, early 1980s, Nigel Peacock and I got on CompuServe. Nigel is, if you subscribe to Hartman Report or any of my other, we've got a couple, the HunterAndFarmersWorld.com, WisdomSchool.com. If you subscribe to them, sometimes you'll hear from Nigel, right? Because he does all our kind of back office stuff and customer support stuff. And Nigel and I have worked together for, geez, since the late 70s or early 80s. I don't know when we first met, but it was back in that era. And we ran forums on CompuServe, and they paid us well. I mean, they paid us like $20,000 a month to make sure that we ran, I think, 34 forums at our peak. We had the Macintosh forum, the desktop publishing forum, the IBM PC forum, the Kennedy Assassination forum, the ADHD forum, the UFO forum. I mean, you know, these are just like Facebook groups, right? And we had about 20 people who worked for us or with us. And we split up the money that we got from CompuServe with them. And, you know, our job was to make sure that if somebody came into one of these forums and posted a commercial message or tried to solicit somebody for sex or tried to sell drugs or whatever, that we busted them, that we got rid of it, that we got it off the board. And we took care of that. It was an important thing. It was an important job that we did. And then came the Telecommunications Act in 1996, and CompuServe said to Nigel and me, we're not going to pay you guys anymore. See you later. Because they didn't have to. They no longer could be sued. They no longer had any liability. Now, if today Facebook had to operate the way that CompuServe did prior to 1996, Mark Zuckerberg would still be a billionaire. It would still be a multi-billion dollar business. He just would have, you know, instead of making a couple billion dollars a year, he might make $1 billion a year or a few hundred million dollars a year, because he would have to spend, you know, a couple billion dollars a year paying people to do what Nigel and I used to do. And he doesn't want to pay that. He doesn't want to do that. And I'm not just picking on Mark Zuckerberg here. This is true across social media. It's true of Elon Musk with X. It's true of, you know, the whole bunch of them. So, you know, I wrote a book about this, right? The Hidden History of Big Brother. And Josh Hawley wrote a book about this. And we came to essentially the same conclusion, which is that it is time to eliminate Section 230. So here's what Section 230 has brought us. This is from an internal Facebook document from October 2019. And it was published, leaked to the MIT Technology Review. This is how powerful Vladimir Putin has become in the United States. The largest Christian American Facebook page on Facebook, Christian American page on Facebook, 20 times larger than the next largest, reaching 75 million U.S. users monthly, is not run by Americans. It's foreign run. The largest African-American page on Facebook, 3 times larger than the next largest, reaching 30 million U.S. users monthly, not run out of the United States. These are, and mostly these are run by Russia, or at least that's the assumption that many are coming to. I mean, Facebook is not giving us the details. The second largest Native American page on Facebook, reaching 400,000 users a month, again, not run by Americans. The fifth largest women's page on Facebook, reaching 60 million U.S. users monthly. This is, you know, when the 2019 report was written, the top 20 American Christian sites on Facebook, 19 were run by foreign troll farms. 10 of the top 15 African-American sites on Facebook, including the one that sits at number one, similarly run by foreign, mostly Russian troll farms. I mean, it's just crazy. And the solution to this, frankly, is to say, you know, these guys have liability. You know, if you put a sign out in front of your house that says big party Friday night, no rules, everybody welcome. And Friday night comes and a bunch of people show up and there's a guy, you know, dealing guns in the backyard and there's somebody, you know, set up a heroin shooting gallery in the front bedroom and they're running a prostitution ring out of the kitchen. The police would come and arrest you. Not just the criminals who are there in your house, but you too, right? This is the flip side of the castle doctrine that dates back to the 1200s in British common law, which is that your home is your castle and you are responsible for what happens in it. Unless you're Mark Zuckerberg, unless you're running social media. So the solution that I have and the solution that Josh Hawley has and the solution that Dick Durbin was talking about yesterday is put an end to Section 230. Section 230 was put into place explicitly. It was bipartisan, by the way, in 1997. It was put into place, or 1996, explicitly to jumpstart the internet. Well, it did that. And now it's time to say, now, you know, it's a mature industry. We need to regulate it. We need to put social media under the purview, under the control of the Federal Communications Commission, and we need to eliminate Section 230 so that these companies can be considered publishers, which is what they are, publishing content that we provide to them, just like a newspaper publishes your letter to the editor. And, you know, let's go with this. So, anyhow, that's my rant. You can find it over at HartmanReport.com. You know, why is it that we can't sue these morbidly rich social media moguls? We should be able to. I mean, it's just straightforward stuff. On the other hand, you know, they're going to throw millions of dollars in campaign contributions to prevent this from happening.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Of course, you can thank Clarence Thomas and his five right-wing buddies on the Supreme Court for that with Citizens United. We'll be right back. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes. and rebuild lives.
The Todd Alma Show.
You look at Taylor Swift, she fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Now, we tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you. Because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at V.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. and click on the Careers tab.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful, and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Did you know the folks famous for making candy bars also own some of the most popular dog food brands? Yep, that's right. Candy and kibble from the same company. You know, it just doesn't seem right with me. I don't trust these people to know what's best for Blue and Chewy. I want them to get good, healthy food. That's why I love feeding my dogs Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's full of real, wholesome ingredients like turkey, salmon, flaxseed, sweet potatoes, and spinach, with none of those sketchy ingredients. Plus, it's freeze-dried raw and pantry-safe, lightweight, and there's no thawing, no mess, and no fridge or freezer space needed. It's full of nutrients your dog needs to thrive, and dogs think it's absolutely delicious, even picky eaters. I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free full-size pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. There's also over 2,000 stores nationwide that carry their products. There's a store locator at their website. All pets are unique. Results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Welcome back. So the State Department is reviewing possible options for recognition of a Palestinian state. This is, I think, really good news. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, this is, I got this from Axios this morning, asked the State Department to conduct a review and present policy options on possible U.S. and international recognition of a Palestinian state. You know, for decades, we have opposed this. We have always voted with Israel. We have voted against UN resolutions. This is one of the things that they're thinking of doing, is to stop voting with Israel in the UN the Security Council, and recognize a Palestinian state. The Biden administration is also linking possible normalization between Israel and Saudi Arabia with the creation of a Palestinian state. This is based on efforts that the Biden administration has been doing for years now, for 2 years. And Saudi officials have said that, the only way that they're going to work out a deal with Israel is if there is a Palestinian state. So there's that. Also, we may start encouraging other countries to recognize Palestine. Even Netanyahu, prior to 2015, often spoke about the desirability of what he referred to as a demilitarized Palestinian state, but nonetheless a Palestinian state. He hasn't talked about that since 2015, though, when his coalition went all crazy in right wing. But Blinken has not yet signed off on any new policy, so we'll see where this goes. Finally, I wanted to talk to you about this phony baloney impeachment that the Republicans are running in the House of Representatives against Alejandro Mayorkas, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary. It's based on two things. One is that he is refusing to comply with the law. The Republicans are saying that the law requires that 100% of all immigrants who are captured at the border be detained rather than released into the United States. Now, to do this would require 12 times the size, would require prison facilities 12 times larger than all the federal prisons in America, including all the immigration prisons. In other words, it's an unfunded mandate, right? The Congress is not providing the money for this. They're just saying, you have to do it. Oh, you didn't do it. We're going to impeach you. That's number one. And number two is they're saying he lied to Congress when he said that the border is secure. The fact of the matter is that according to Speaker Johnson, the word secure means that there are zero illegal crossings. The border is, by and large, mostly secure. There are a couple of places where people are getting through, and those kind of choke points. And the Biden administration wants to do something about that, but the Republicans will not give them the money or the resources because they think that it'll help Joe Biden in the election. Amazing. But that's what's going on. That's what they're impeaching Mayorkas
for.
You're
listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I'll pick up your phone calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us. It's Talk Media for the sane among us. We'll be right back. Did you know that the folks famous for making candy bars also own some of the most popular dog food brands? Yep, that's right. Candy and kibble from the same company. That just doesn't sit right with me. I don't trust these people to know what's best for Blue and Chewy. That's why I love feeding my dog Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's full of real, wholesome ingredients like turkey, salmon, flax seeds, sweet potatoes, and spinach, with none of those sketchy ingredients. Plus, it's freeze-dried, raw, and pantry-safe. No fridge or freezer space needed. It's full of nutrients your dog needs to thrive. And dogs think it's absolutely delicious, even the picky eaters. I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free full-size pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Or you can shop in over 2,000 stores nationwide. There's a store locator at their website. All pets are unique. Results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. DrMartyPets.com/Tom.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-463-4295. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-463-4295. 463-4295 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your...
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The mother of 2021 Michigan school shooter who killed four students took the stand today. Jennifer Crumbly, the first parent of a school shooter to be charged in connection. Involuntary manslaughter.
Of course, I look back after this all happened and... I've asked myself if I would have done anything differently, and I wouldn't have.
Prosecutors cross-examine tomorrow. The Senate will hold a crucial test vote next Wednesday on the bipartisan compromise border bill that Majority Leader Schumer today announced has made much progress. The fire chief in Clearwater, Florida, reports several people are dead where a small plane crashed into a mobile home. Colorado-based Sierra Space currently testing its Dream Chaser, an autonomous commercial space plane that NASA's contracted to take supplies and experiments to and from the International Space Station.
The work we are doing will change everything.
Sierra Space Chief Tom Weiss. It was an up day on Wall Street. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state Supreme Court told the State Elections Commission not to send the presidential primary ballot to local clerks as they decide whether or not Democrat Dean Phillips should be added as a candidate. Phillips asked the court to intervene last week, saying that he was unfairly left off the ballot. The court needs to decide fast, as ballots need to be sent to military and overseas voters by the 15th. A new governor's task force is looking for solutions to Wisconsin's healthcare worker shortage. John Ike heads the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health. He says the problem is especially bad in the state's smaller communities.
It is harder to make the math work. There's just not enough in the funding pools to pay for this to go away.
The panel aims to offer some solutions in time for work on the next two-year state budget. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Crunch the numbers. Wisconsin's state retirement system is financing polluters and helping create climate chaos, which is not good for our water, our air, or our planet. It's time to insist on common sense investments, not bankrolling yesterday's fossil fuels. Be the change. Go to climatesafepensionswisconsin.org and sign the petition. Our investments should be protected. And it should serve to protect. Future generations will thank you.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, patchy fog, and a low in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, mainly sunny, highs in the low 40s. And more sunshine this weekend, highs upper 40s. Little change into next week. Temperatures stay well above average into the 40s as dry conditions continue. Currently 29 degrees.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7.
Thank you so much for all of your support. Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. I'm back. I hope we're live. My apologies. I don't know. Did Mercury go retrograde today or something? My monitor here in the studio, I use Hulu to watch the network news. That crashed this morning. But our streaming computer that sends out the audio signal to our nonprofit stations apparently crashed. Maybe the for-profit one too. I don't know. And apparently Westwood One wasn't sending our signal out at the very beginning of the show either. It's like everything that could go wrong did go wrong. Apparently the crashes here were because of a Windows update. Thank you, Microsoft. But anyway, I think we're back on the air. Hopefully all is good. And, just to recap, in the first, at the beginning of the hour, I was talking about how Section 230 of the Telecommunications Act makes it so that you can't sue the big social media companies, and didn't always used to be that way. Nigel and I used to be paid very well by CompuServe, for example, to keep their message boards clean. But now they don't have to pay anybody to do that, and so, you know, it's the Wild West. It's turned into a mess. Also, the State Department is reviewing options for possible recognition of a Palestinian state. And the real story behind the impeachment of Mayorkas is just absolutely bizarre. The Republicans are saying that they're going to impeach him because he's not putting enough immigrants in jail. Well, it turns out we don't have enough jail cells. If, you know, literally they want 100% of everybody who comes across the border to be immediately detained forever. That would require 12 times the number of prison beds that we have right now in the federal prison system. And secondly, they're saying that if even one person in 1 year makes it across the border illegally, that means that Mayorkas lied to Congress when he said that, by and large, the border is secure. And they want to impeach him for lying to Congress. I mean, this is how grasping at straws these guys are and how weird it all is. It's really a tragedy. All right, let's pick up your phone calls here. Dan in Marquette, Michigan. Hey, Dan, what's on your mind today?
I wanted to talk about the disconnect between how well the economy is doing under Biden and the public perception of it. The general public perception seems to be that the economy is not doing well. And there's a number of factors in that, but a big part of it is simply that they're constantly being told that the economy is not doing well by the MAGA crowd.
Correct.
The MAGA crowd refuses to believe that it's even possible that the economy is doing well because Trump's not in office. But there's something a little more insidious that makes it into even your station, and that's the commercials. At the beginning of your program, there was a commercial for CarShield, and one of the lines is there is, due to the recent decline in the economy, we've made this blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, we don't run that ad from here, by the way. That's an ad that comes out. You're listening to SiriusXM. They put that ad in. But you know, I get it, and this is a meme that, and it's probably an ad that got sold for the right wing. You know, there's several right wing stations. For every left wing station, there's multiple right wing stations. It's true on XM as well. So, you know, it's probably that. But I get it, Dan, and I, you know, share your concern. I do think, though, that Americans are starting to realize it. And I think the media narrative has shifted, particularly since, you know, Powell's speech yesterday. So I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful. But I get it. There is a disconnect. Thanks for the call, Dan. Larry in Eugene, Oregon. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind today?
What's on my mind is apparent censorship of your international news. For years, I've been watching Channel 279 on my dish service, which is CGTN. It's a Chinese network that gives an awful lot of very good international news, the best source of international news on television.
I'm familiar with it. The woman who used to produce my TV show went to work for them, and I've been there. So, yeah.
Yeah, well...
did they get taken off?
Pardon?
I mean, it's pretty much a propaganda channel. For what it's worth.
In a strange timing, they took it off the air.
Yeah.
They've been heavily criticizing the United States off and on, you know, throughout their tenure. But just lately, they've been showing some very, very gruesome pictures of the devastation in Gaza and interviewing human rights people from all over the world.
Right.
I told my wife when I saw this, I said, we're going to lose this channel. Sure enough, yesterday I'm watching this channel, and in the middle of a program, a sign came on, this channel is no longer available.
Wow.
Whatever happened to free speech, I don't know.
Well, free speech is, you know, the First Amendment prevents the government from censoring anything. It doesn't prevent Dish or Direct or any other provider from censoring or doing, or just making business decisions. I mean, they may have just concluded, those channels are valuable. They might have just concluded that there wasn't enough viewership.
There was a lot of viewership. I called Dish, and they said they're flooded with calls of people like myself.
Interesting.
That watch that for international news.
Interesting.
And the officers of the company, I talked to the tech people, the officers of the company are involved. So, no, this was this
so this was a decision
they,
that came
they
down
they caved
from...
into pressure. I knew they would. I told my wife. I predicted it.
Yeah, and it came
and,
down.
And there's no explanation available to me. I asked them to call me back, and they flatly refused to do that. So
right.
Anyway, I just thought I'd pass that. And this is going on all over the country, not just a channel here and there, but people are losing their jobs, Tom, who
yeah.
disagree with.
Well, in the news industry, people are losing their jobs left and right because of the financialization of news, because, you know, half of the newspapers in America are owned by hedge funds out of
Israel,
New York.
Right?
I beg your pardon?
Has nothing to do with being critical of Israel, right?
I have no, you know, I have no idea. I do know that.
Me neither, Tom.
Yeah.
I'm a good progressive. You ought to join us.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot, Larry. Mike in Fort Collins, Colorado. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Hi here, man. You and James on like the last hour on Tuesday were talking about how you agree with the draft, and
yeah.
I do not.
Okay.
I went to school about 10 miles down the road from Fort Riley. And those guys would come back from Nam with their combat pay and were like buying really nice muscle cars. And you would see, and this is more than I saw this several times, ETS 21 days. And then, I think they probably use like Tempur-Pedic or something on the back window. 20 days, 19 days, and then they disappeared. You're going to get unmotivated people. And I don't think people are going to be real happy about, getting shot out for $20,000 a year.
I agree, Mike, and that's why we need a draft. The countries that don't have drafts have all-volunteer armies, and all-volunteer armies tend to be quite gung-ho. And you want soldiers saying, and this is what happened with Vietnam. I mean, one of the things that forced Lyndon Johnson to sue the Vietnamese for peace, even though Nixon blew it up, but one of the things that forced him to do it was you had all these fragging incidents. You had, soldiers refusing to go.
Right.
You had, people were seriously pissed off. That's a good thing.
Right. Well, I was going to mention fragging. They just had...
I don't mean fragging is a good thing, but what I mean is that when you have a country that has a draft and you have an unpopular war, you're going to get a hell of a lot of blowback. If you have a country that has an all-volunteer army and you have a BS unpopular war like the invasion of Iraq or Afghanistan, then, everybody's gung-ho. There is no internal, you don't have the average American in the military. And my argument, and I think that, the greatest generation, my father's generation, and frankly mine, people who confronted Vietnam, prove that, that when you have average people in the military, it improves the military, but it also forces politicians to reckon with popular opinion around decisions of war and peace.
Right. So, okay, maybe I misunderstand. You, if you are in favor of a draft.
That's correct.
Or not. That's where I don't agree with you.
Yeah, no, I got that. That's where we started.
You will not get motivated people. They're going to be angry that you're
that's what I want.
Them off of the farm.
I do not, I don't want a bunch of gung-ho warriors to make up 100% of our military. I want there to be skeptics. I want there to be poets. I want there to be philosophers. I want there to be musicians. I want there to be people who are questioning what's going on. I realize that in, military culture, there are limits to how much you can question, but I think it's really important that you have a diverse military, not just racially or, culturally diverse, but politically diverse. And when you have an all-volunteer army, you tend to have, a bunch of gung-ho right-wingers in the military. And, somebody says, go shoot somebody, they're like, okay, we're on our way. Whereas when you've got a draft, when you've got a military that's made up of conscripts, you've got people who are going to decide for themselves whether this is a legitimate war. And in Vietnam, you had, an awful lot of the opposition to the Vietnam War was driven by people like John Kerry, who had been to Vietnam. On the other hand, with World War II, a lot of the support for World War II came from families who had people serving in World War II. Because World War II was, arguably what you call a just war, and Vietnam was arguably what you call BS.
Absolutely.
So therefore, you want a draft. A draft is going to give you that flywheel. It's going to give you that regulator. It's going to give you people in the military who are questioning, right. You know, what's going on. Mike, I got to run, but we both made our points.
Now until Helper.
That's quite all right, Mike. That's your prerogative. Thanks a lot for the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Picking up your calls here. I'll be right back with you in just a moment. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
If you're craving the authentic flavors of Mexico, the place to be in Madison is Casa Fiesta. With over two decades of culinary expertise, their passionate chef is ready to tantalize your taste buds, and their friendly staff ensures a fantastic dining experience. Plus, get your sing on with Mexican and American karaoke every Friday and Saturday night. Casa Fiesta opens 7 days a week at 7005 Tree Lane in Madison. Call 608-203-5998. Casa Fiesta, where good times and great food come together.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Mm-hmm.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag you're it. February is Heart Health Month, and I encourage you and those you care about to take steps to improve your heart health. More than half the population would still benefit from blood pressure support. Superbeats Heart Chews are the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended way to support healthy blood pressure, and they even promote heart-healthy energy without the stimulants. Paired to the healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And with over 40,000 five-star reviews and counting, people are raving about Superbeats Heart Chews. I want to be healthy. I've been using Superbeats Heart Chews for years. I take them every night. Support your heart health with Superbeats Heart Chews. Get a free month supply of Superbeats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeats.com. Seriously, T-H-O-M loves B-E-E-T-S.com. There's an exclusive offer. A free month supply of Superbeats Heart Chews and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews at Tom Loves Beats, B-E-E-T-S, TomLovesBeats.com. It is 51 minutes past the hour, and picking up your calls here, Michael in Greenville, South Carolina. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Tom. As to the draft, I am a retired musician, Army musician, Desert Storm veteran.
Mm-hmm.
So there. Totally agree with the draft.
Oh, thank you.
Yesterday, besides the Facebook internet congressional hearing, there was also a hearing about cybersecurity.
I missed that one.
That was...
In fact,
Phil Itner with Hal Sparks yesterday claims that he has a reliable source that said that told him Russia and China are already inside our utilities and government agencies.
Oh, we've known that for years. I there's two chapters in my book, The Hidden History of Big Brother, about that.
Okay. As to Facebook and all of that, you are also a proponent of the, instead of .com, how about .xxx?
I am. Yeah, I think there should be a separate domain, and that you should only be able to access it if you can validate your age with a, basically, I think probably a credit card is the easiest way to do it.
Exactly. Also, .pg. For all social media.
Oh, that would be an interesting
and
one.
Yeah, there is a system that I use, idme.com, that I use to access my VA records. So there is something like that.
Yeah.
Now, how to pay for all of that, and you also propose reinstating the stat tax.
Yes.
Securities exchange, you know, 1% to 5%.
It's a securities transaction exchange tax, I think.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How about we reinstate it as an e-state tax to pay for all the regulatory, the cybersecurity, anything that has to do with the internet.
Well, now, for people who don't know what we're talking about, Michael, here, the way the stat tax worked, and it went into effect in 1935 when Franklin Roosevelt created the Securities and Exchange Commission and made Joe Kennedy its first head, and it was to fund the securities, the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission. And it was, as I recall, a 1/10 of 1%, a 1 mil tax on every stock transaction. And by the 1960s, I think it was 1964, but fact check me on that, it might have been 65, but by the 1960s, that stat tax was producing so much revenue, it was way in excess of what it cost to run the Securities and Exchange Commission. So they basically just did away with it. And this as a result of some lobbying, some serious lobbying from Wall Street. And I'm saying we need to bring it back because, number one, it would slow down program trading. it would throw some sand into the gears. It would make the market less volatile. And it would produce a lot of revenue.
Until AI gets involved with trading stocks.
Oh, they're already doing it. In fact, you can right now, you can buy AI products that will trade stocks for you.
Exactly. So, yes, bring back the stat tax. Use it to fund all regulatory agencies. Anything that the government does over the internet, the IRS, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, the VA.
Yeah. My argument for the stat tax isn't to get the revenue, although that's an important and good thing. My argument for reviving the stat tax is to stabilize the stock market, basically, to discourage the kind of high frequency, high speed trading that it can only be done by a small handful of a small handful of billionaires in New York that can afford to buy office space close enough to the stock exchange computers that they can get, you know, speed of light transfer of data.
They're trading a nanosecond early.
That's exactly right. And you know, this is an advantage they have purely because of their money and you know, their proximity to Wall Street. It's an unfair advantage, and it's distorting the market, and it increases market volatility. It makes it more likely for there to be, you know, sudden crashes and sudden swings in the market.
Yeah.
The stat tax, like I said, you know, the phrase that was used back in the 60s as a complaint about the stat tax was that it threw sand in the gears. And that's exactly what I think we need. We need some sand in the gears. Michael, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Good talking to you. We'll be right back. It's the top of the hour. Phil Itner is going to drop by with an update about Ukraine with us on the other side of this break. And then we're going to get into the 25 historians and what they have to say about whether Donald Trump should be allowed to run for office. And also, why do the anti-abortion fanatics want to freak out first graders with graphic videos? Really? Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Did you know that the folks famous for making candy bars also own some of the most popular dog food brands? Yep, that's right. Candy and kibble from the same company. That just doesn't sit right with me. I don't trust these people to know what's best for Blue and Chewy. That's why I love feeding my dogs Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's full of real, wholesome ingredients like turkey, salmon, flax seeds, sweet potatoes, and spinach. None of those sketchy ingredients. Plus, it's freeze-dried, raw, and pantry-safe. No fridge or freezer space needed. It's full of nutrients your dog needs to thrive. And dogs think it's absolutely delicious, even the picky eaters. I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free full-size pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Or you can shop in over 2,000 stores nationwide. There's a store locator at their website. All pets are unique. Results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I love Jennifer Beals, and it is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight a guy who kissed her, Peter Moore.
I wish I could say she was madly in love with me, but we starred in the high school musical.
You and I kissed during a play once, Pete, and I will say I didn't really feel a connection.
That was also in The Boyfriend, but that was a different version of The Boyfriend.
That was The Boyfriends.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 8 till 10 on 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.